Now it's our time to do the exercise in multiple choice questions. Number one, in Herbert Latham's first attempt to fly the English Channel, we know during his flight across the English Channel, his engine failed. So we choose C. His plane developed engine trouble only 7 miles after takeoff. 那么起飞后7英里他的飞机马达就出现了故障。注意这个表达方式 develop engine trouble. Number two, when Blériot make his successful crossing? 那么在 Blériot 成功的飞越英吉利海峡之时候呢，他已经做了陆路的试飞行动。So we choose boy. He had already flown over land the distance across the English Channel. And it covered 26 miles. 那么当时飞行的距离是26英里。Number three, Latham failed at his second attempt because he had to make another fourth landing. 注意迫降 make another fourth landing. So, at that time, he was forced to land on the sea for the second time. 那一次是第二次迫降在海面上。Now, key structure. The first man across the channel would receive Lord Northcliffe's prize.第一个要飞越英吉利海峡的人会得到戴维勋爵的奖金。We can't choose A. 有的部分同学选择了 A, 我们是不能选择这个选项的。Who is going to fly? 确实用在了将来时态，但是 be going to 是强调计划好，准备好要去做。而原文的表达方式是运用 would, 它表示内心的一种愿意飞行的心愿。那么根据我们在文章当中所讲的结构形式，叙述词和不定式 to 搭配连用。So we choose C. Number five, the first attempt over a year later. 一年之后才做了第一次试飞活动。那么根据主干的结构形式，我们应该选择 A. The first attempt was not made till over a year later. Not till 或 not until 句型。He too, near Calais, with a new anchor. You know, 他也驾驶他那架 Antoinette 号来到了加莱附近。我们选项表达方式应该选择 C, had just arrived. 当谓语动词有 just 修饰时，一般要使用完成时。For example, it had just left.Okay, number seven. It to be an exciting race across the channel. 我们应该选择答案 Dog. Promised. Promise 表示有什么的可能，有发生的迹象，在习惯上表达一个好的兆头，而凶兆则一般运用 threaten. 这两个动词均使用简单时态，所以我们常用一般现在时或一般过去时。For example,The clear sky promises fine weather. Number eight, Latham made another attempt a week later. He got within half a mile of the door. 那么强调再一次，所以运用的结构形式 this time. Now vocabulary number nine. He had traveled 7 miles when 仅仅7英里的路途 ，so no further than.No further, 修饰距离，而 no longer, 修饰时间或长度。No more, 修饰某物。For example, 我再也走不动了。I can walk no further. 他再也不住这儿了。He no longer lives here. 再也吃不下任何东西了。I can eat no more. Number 10. The Antoinette until Latham was picked up.飘荡在水面上，那么根据文章当中的这个语义，我们应该选择 dog. Rode the waves 表示在水面上漂浮，乘浪前进啊。For example, the ship rode the waves. 船漂浮在水面上。A 选项 hold water 这是一个固定短语，多用于疑问句或否定句，表示论点观点，站得住脚，说得通。What you said doesn't hold water. 你的话站不住脚跟。褒义选项 watertight， 这是一个形容词，密封的，无懈可击的。watertight box， 密封盒。A watertight plan， 严密的计划。Now number 11. After making a short test flight, Blairwitch set off at 4:45. 差一刻钟，五点 so at 4:45. Number 12. His flight lasted 37 minutes. 那么我们这里重点突出的是不同寻常的飞行。His remarkable flight lasted 37 minutes. A 选项 immense.主要是用来修饰面积，大大的那一侧呀。For example, immense stadium， 巨大的露天体育场。Grand， 宏伟的。Okay, so much for the exercise in lesson 20. And this is the end of unit 1. From today on, we continue to study the text in unit 2.Please open your textbooks at page 106. Lesson 21. Daniel Mendoza. Now read with me the following words. Boxing. Boxer. Bear. Prize fighter. Crude. Marquis. Technically.Science, popularity, adore, alike, fame, eminent, fatally, bet, academy, extravagant, extravagant, poverty, poverty.In the vocabulary, you must learn how to use fair, crude, popularity, adore, alike, eminent, fat, extravagant, and poverty. Now let's learn how to use the first important word, fair.Bare means uncovered. Uncovered. So in Chinese, 赤裸的. For example, bare fist. F-I-S-T, fist. 赤手空拳. Bare foot. 光着脚的. Bare handed. 光着手的. Bare legged. Double G. Bare legged. 光着腿的.We must tell the difference between bare and naked. Naked, N-A-K-E-D, in Chinese, 全裸。而 bare 是强调部分的裸露。For example, he's walking in bare feet, in bare feet, 光着双脚。He's naked. If you say he's naked,It means he has nothing on. 同时我们要注意如何用另外的一个词汇 nude, N-U-D-E. Nude, 作为一个形容词表示光秃秃的。For example, a nude hillside, 光秃秃的山坡。Nude 又是一个名词表示裸体、裸体画、裸体雕像。So, nudes are art.那么裸体画是一种艺术。Next, crude. The adjective means rude without education, without grace at central. 那么它所强调的内容在于粗野的，缺少优雅，缺少教育。Be crude to somebody. 这是我们常用的结构形式。He's crude.To the girl. It's crude of you. 你也太野蛮了。Don't be crude to others. 不要对别人这么的无理，这么的野蛮。 无理的粗鲁的 rude， 比 crude 语气要弱。Popularity， in tennis 名望。A state of being favored, admired. For example, instant foods are gaining in popularity. 即食食品越来越受人欢迎。In popularity， 这个介词短语表示受欢迎、受喜爱。Now translate a sentence, please. 通俗歌曲很受人喜爱的。Pop songs are in popularity. Popularity 是 popular 的名词形式。Popular 通俗的、流行的、受人喜爱的。Be popular with 受人喜爱。For example, the famous actor is popular with young people. 同学们要注意分清 popularity.以及名词 fame 和 reputation 这三个词的基本含义。Popularity 表示名望、受人欢迎的状态，而 fame 出名的名声，它的形容词形式 famous， reputation 一个人的声誉。Now translate my sentence, please.现在长裙很受人欢迎。Now long dresses are gaining in popularity. Next， 这个演员很快就出了名。The actor rose to fame very quickly. Reputation， 如果这个秘密被公开了，这个人的名声也就扫地了。If the secret was revealed, the man's reputation would be destroyed. Okay, now next word, adore. The trusty verb means worship, love deeply. 那么这个及物动词的汉语义，崇拜、爱戴。For example, more and more people adore the famous actress. 越来越多的人崇拜这位女影星。Okay, next, alike. This is the adverb. 这是一个副词。It means in the same way, as well. 以同样的方式和什么一样 or equally.For example, he was adored by rich and poor alike. 他受到富人也受到穷人的爱戴。He was adored by rich and poor alike. The teacher is adored by boy and girl alike. Now next, evident. It means distinguished. 表示在严肃的领域出名。 For example, 杰出的科学家 An eminent scientist. 著名的物理学家 An eminent physicist. 它的同义词 distinguished. Fatally, 厉害的。 It means what? With hateAnger, sorrow, or other unpleasant feelings. For example, it is blowing fatally. 风正刮得很猛。去掉 ly, beta, 这个形容词表示苦的、心酸的、刺骨的。During cold winter, it's really bitter.在这个寒冷的冬天呢，确实是很刺骨的冷。Now translate the sentence, please. Bitter pills may have wholesome effect. Bitter pills may have wholesome effect. 良药苦口。